Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM, freakradio.org. The red dot on the antenna is your click to our stream. This is April 2013. Free the land. You call that news. I guess I'm going to continue to talk a little bit more about the recent conspiracy, these strange shootings across our country while the government was debating whether to take our guns away. Now, at first sight, it appears that these sleeper Manchurian candidate, Project Monarch, were activated in order to get the public to feel like we need to ban guns. That's what shooting up a bunch of children will do. It puts in the back of your subconscious mind that guns are horrible. Look at these poor children that died. Now, the later shootings where the our best sniper was killed, police officers were killed, and even locally in Santa Cruz, police officers were killed. This kind of activity puts in the back of my mind that, well, I mean, if we get rid of the guns, the police need to protect us, but if the police are getting killed, then maybe I need to get my own gun. So I think this was a conspiracy to probably energize the Republican base, since they lost it so poorly in the last election. Or, even more ominously, this could be part of the coup d'etat, the coming coup d'etat to America. I mean, they've already taken over this country covertly by fooling the American people. 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, and other things. We're not running this country. It's being run by secret societies, and, you know, for their own profit at our expense. So, but I'm assuming astrologically we're going to repeat the same thing that happened in the late 20s and early 30s of last year, last century, and be much like the Spanish Civil War in 2020, I think, if we have honest elections, that there will be a large swing to the left. That will lead to increased taxes and whatnot to the right. They won't put up with that. They will have a coup d'etat and take over our government, at which point the army will split. We'll have civil war. Some will be on one side, some will be on the other. So I think this push, because what did happen recently is, with all this talk about taking our guns away, I think it was very hard to get ammunition. People were stockpiling. People who like guns. The people who like guns are generally on the right side. You don't know too many. I don't know too many Occupy people, for instance, who have guns. So that's my take on this conspiracy, because it makes no sense to try and take away our guns by conspiracy. I'm sure the corporates would love to oppress us further, and the fact that irregular citizens have guns make that more difficult. But you're just not going to happen with our checks and balances. The Supreme Court has already ruled that Chicago's handgun law was unconstitutional. I mean, you have a right to a gun under the Second Amendment, not just for a militia, but to protect yourself. So I'll play a few of the prior shows I did on this topic. One of them was actually during the shooting in Santa Cruz last month. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 on your FM dial, freakradio.org, the red dot on the antenna for the live stream. This is You Call That News for March 5th, 2013, and the big news last week was the shooting a week ago of two police officers by a well-armed...
Identical twin.
Tom. Yes, he's a twin as well. But before we get into that, let's hear what we were playing last week about the same time as the shootout. This is You Call That News National for February 26, 2013. I'd like to talk a little bit about the pressure being put on us to take away our guns. I know this is usually a right-wing topic, but if any of you would-be anarchists read Blood in Spain, you'll see that during the Spanish Civil War, the main reason they lost was no guns. The anarchists were fighting with sticks in some places. I think this is this push to take away our guns right now, I think, is probably a result of Occupy. Occupy was easily brushed aside by the governmental arm of our corporate rulers, but it would not have been so easy had people been armed. Now, we've had some shootings in schools, and some people think an armed guard would work. One of the people that was recently shot was also a sniper, one of the deadliest snipers in our country, is what the news said. So in the back of your mind, the impression is left that, well, if the best shooter in the country can't himself defend himself at a gun range against a nut, what good is it to have your own personal gun for safety? Now, the trouble with that is now we've had a crazed... Well, let me first say that... So what it leads you to believe is that, maybe we don't need guns. I mean, the police are there to protect us, the National Guard. In fact, Steve Plage actually said that the Second Amendment doesn't really apply because they didn't have those functions back then. But with a crazed policeman going around shooting police, in the back of your mind, you're left with the idea that, well, maybe the police won't protect us after all. Maybe I should go out and get a gun. So it's kind of screwed up the agenda. Now, these lone nuts could easily be Manchurian candidates created by the CIA Project Monarch program. I don't want to go into that here because it's kind of creepy. In any event, I do recommend you to go out and get a gun. Okay, and this program to take away our guns, as I said, is probably being done by Manchurian candidates. The guy over in town sounded like a nut, a peeping Tom. The Project Monarch works. They create multiple personalities by sexually molesting and torturing little kids. Yes, that's your tax dollars at work. Supposedly this program was dismantled some years back, but you keep seeing these nuts pop up at opportune times for them. Now, if they're really trying to take our guns away, you got to think that, how are they going to get it through the Supreme Court? I mean, the Supreme Court has recently done, in the past decade, two Second Amendment cases that verify our rights to have arms for personal safety, not just for militias. So at some point, they must plan that there's going to be, a law will be passed to ban guns nationwide, and by the time it reaches the Supreme Court, they're going to have to get rid of the justices that are going to rule in favor of the Second Amendment. So they've probably already planned some assassinations. Our local police are just the pawns in a much larger conspiracy by people who take their repressive work more seriously.
Did you hear they changed the memorial location to the San Jose Pavilion?
From here?
They just changed it.
Wow.
They're still going to have some screening here. I mean, what do you call that? You can watch it here in the Del Mar and on Front Street at the local pavilion, the Warrior Stadium.
Now, this is for regular listeners of Free the Land, if there is such a thing. I get on one of the victims of the shootings, Butchie Baker, because he was investigated by a Citizens Review Board for molesting eight women. Ironically, he was out on a sex call at this time. it's an easy target because, I mean, he was exonerated. The Citizens Review Board had no real, you know, ability to fire anyone. And I think they made him Cop of the Year that year. And so he's an easy target for me to bring up on these shows. And, you know, he's also was 28 years on the force, only 2 years away from getting 90% of his final pay for his pension.
Hmm.
So there's several ironies involved. The other cop I've heard was tough but fair. We actually really don't have that bad a police force in this town. I know the anarchists will disagree, but there's only a few.
Yeah, comparatively.
That really, comparatively. I mean, Oakland's police force is in receivership by the feds. Or so bad because you can't fire a cop. Basically, there's just, you know, it's hard to get somebody out, pry somebody out of a government job, anyways, and they've got a strong union, and that's why there's so many bad cops. And they cover for each other. I mean, theoretically, they should report other police for committing crimes, but they don't.
And the one that did report cops for a crime, they got him, and now he's dead. You know, the L.A. guy.
Oh, yeah?
He reported.
Oh, the guy that was shooting other cops?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why he got fired originally, is for being a whistleblower?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was reporting a miscarriage of justice. No.
L.A. cops, yeah, are known for being, I mean, look at Rodney King.
Yeah.
They're known for being horrible.
He witnessed something, and, you know, he told about it. So they tried to get him back.
But getting to this is a spook campaign by, you know, a CIA, whoever, corporate. It must be corporate money behind this, because I don't think the CIA are stupid enough. Because this thing is not going to work. It's going to have to be the liberals that push for it. It's not a big item on their agenda to, you know, get rid of the guns. And the right, you know, who the CIA usually rely on to support their, and the fascists rely on to support their causes, love their guns and are not giving them up. So there's no way this is even going to happen. I don't even, you know, why they're even trying it. I guess they're like mercenaries or something. They're taking some money from, you know, who knows, the Waltons or the Koch brothers.
Which group specifically trying to get rid of them?
Well, you never know with a conspiracy. But because they're using Manchurian candidates, that means it's, you know, pretty high up there, at least CIA, a secret society. You know, this, with the guy lived within, you know, a block of a Freemason lodge. By the way, he lived within five doors of my house where I lived for 10 years. And I heard they searched everybody's homes there. I could just see them trying to search mine and my brother's place. There'd be two more dead people, me and my brother. We're just,
I think,
not gonna
let
them
in. Accosting people out there looking for him before they found him, and they were, and then one guy was saying he was shaking in his boots.
Yeah, I read
the way they treated him before they, you
yeah,
know.
They were going through everybody's house thinking they were more, looking in closets and everything, thinking there were more people involved.
And that, I don't know if that was the two cops. That, no, it couldn't have been. Okay. I don't know. I thought before they even got to his house, they were looking for him.
Well, he had been arrested, I think, on Friday for sexually assaulting a coworker or something. I don't know what that, he might have grabbed her or something. I don't know how far it went. He was fired from his job. He's had a record of being a peeping Tom. He was arrested, I think he did 2 years or something. And he had a record for weapons violations. But, you know, he fits the criteria for a Manchurian candidate. Nut job, you know, can't hold a job. I mean, Hinckley, you know, the guy that took a shot at President Reagan, you know, was later on in the week was going to go to a dinner with one of the Bush family. You know, there was like one announcer on TV says, doesn't anybody else find this odd that the man that was most gained from the president being killed, you know, another member of his family was going to dinner with the assassin, you know? But that's how secret societies
and
work.
And then he disappeared.
Well, Hinckley?
Not Hinckley.
Oh, no, I forget.
I'm the point it out.
I don't forget. It was some famous commentator. I mean, you can look it up on the internet.
Comedian.
I mean, you're going to have to look it up on the internet. But because
it's still there.
It's like building number 7 at the World Trade. You know, you have to look it up. I mean, a friend of mine, so I watched Free Speech TV. I didn't hear about any building that didn't get hit by a plane totally collapsed. So look it up. There it is. You know, that's why you didn't hear it on the TV, because only the most ignorant person can say that that wasn't done by controlled demolition, you know? Now, someone said that, oh, a boiler blew up. Well, then, you know, stuff's going to blow out from the building and it's spread out, not collapse into its footprint the way controlled demolition does. I mean, conspiracy, there's not just one large conspiracy. Even conspiracies have sub-conspiracies because they're all fighting with each other for power. So, it's just interesting. We're living in interesting times. We have a Nazi pope cowering in the Vatican right now for because he's liable to be sued for sex crimes and that he helped cover up and you know, spread those priests into other areas to commit more sex crimes. You know, I heard that lightning struck the Vatican right when he quit. You know, so
yeah. Right when the other one died, it was a super eclipse too. Is like one of the.
Well, the eclipses are predictable. lightning, okay. That's within the power of the Holy Ghost to create lightning strike. Yeah. We had a lightning strike take out our transmitter here. Because there's a bunch of godless atheists at this station.
But I think eclipses cause lightning, too, or something.
Eclipses, well, they astrologically lead to earthquakes and various other things. But
mechanical failures, etc.
They're kind of the current is brought down to the earth through the eclipse and put in certain locations. But this has nothing to do with news, as you say. You call that news?
You call this news?
Oh, but and there was also a anti-gun protest the same day, or maybe the same time that the shootings were going. The guy, you know, first he took the guns away from the cops, killed them. Then he went and sat in their car. I think he put on their flak jacket, and then he had a shootout with the rest of the police and shot up a fire engine or something. I think there's a fire station close to Doyle Street where it was.
What did he do with the fire engines?
He shot up a fire engine, too, for some reason. I don't know.
I wonder where his twin brother is, because he supposedly looks just like him, and he sent him an email after him.
That's a weird one, too. Well, yeah. If he is a Manchurian candidate, you got to suspect his brother is one, too.
Wow. Yeah, well, he said he's never been in trouble with the law, but
the other one?
The other one, yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah. Who knows?
Kept one as a decoy.
There's too many coincidences around it, you know. It smells like spooks. Plus, you know, I'm couch surfing with someone who's a twin.
Yeah.
They're having five doors away from me. Of course I'm going to be noticing this. You know, I'm talking about getting rid of the gun stuff the same thing, same time this shit's going on. I mean, like I said, they're not going to be successful, and so I see no reason to shut up. I mean, whenever people try and terrorize me, it produces the opposite effect. I mean, really, this is like little shit to me too. This campaign, in terms of conspiracies, the Nazi time travels is a much bigger conspiracy, more far reaching, and more likely to get me killed. So that's you call that news for March 5th, 2013.
No, we're not finished yet, are we?
Well, this is mostly national. I'm going to post this nationally, so normally I don't post these news shows because who gives a fuck what happens in Santa Cruz. But this was like on the Yahoo rollovers. This went international.
This will repeat at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. All right, and we can add more local news then.
You tuned in 101.3.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. Now, if this was a block operation by intelligence agencies, the assassination of two police officers in Santa Cruz, as well as other activities across the country, it's very much like when a company rolls out a new product. We're a test market. So they're going to have to collect data on all the media in the area and see what the result of their action was, which would mean that they would have to listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz just like you. So I'd like to ask the spooks to please contribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz. We take money from everyone. You don't get anything for that money, of course. We don't put the shows on when we say we're going to put them on, and we don't put the shows on that you want to be put on. But we are what we are, and that's how it is. You can go to our freakradio.org website, and there is a contribute button. We also have our own problems, not just spooks. We have local issues. We do need a new transmitter spot.
And I just want you people to know that using every single bit of technology that my friends and I have at our hands, we will hack into your systems, we will find out where your transmitters are located, and we will harass every single homeowner, every single apartment, every single place you move that transmitter. We're going to find out where it's located, and we will harass, cajole, and irritate the owner so much until you're either off the air or you can bring back the alternative programming that you've cut out. So let's play free radio, because we're going to fuck with you until you're off the air. So fuck your politics. Good luck moving your transmitter. But we're going to harass you to existence.
Free radio. So, yeah, we don't really worry too much about the CAA or the police or the FCC or federal monitors. We got to worry about our listeners. All right, here's some more. I was playing on the gun topic. I recommended some guns to get. I don't actually recommend these for revolution or anything. I don't think revolution's coming from the left. Like I said, I think it's going to be a coup d'etat from the right, and then we're going to be called upon to defend our country against the fascists. Another thing is, where do you keep your gun? You know, you might want to keep it buried out in the woods, up in a mountain somewhere, where you're safe from attack, because, you know, they'll put up checkpoints, and you won't be able to travel anywhere, and they'll round people up, et cetera, et cetera. You want to be, you know, somewhere safe. And then the other use for the guns is the coming cannibal apocalypse. When the greenhouse effect totally destroys civilization, you're going to have, you know, your neighbors coming by to eat your children. So you're going to need some weapons for that situation as well. I recommend the PS90 for home security. It is illegal. Both these guns are illegal in California. You can get with the PS90, you can get a crappier version. But I mean, part of the fun of the PS90, it has a 50 rounds in its magazine. So when the other guys have, you know, shot their 6 to 10 bullets, you've still got, you know, 40 more. That's the whole fun of owning a gun like that. Also, it's good for your neighbors. It follows one of the most important of the two commandments, to be good to your neighbors. The bullets are so tiny they won't go through walls. But it is... it's effective, essentially similar to a pistol and easier to fire. It's in the same kind of realm. Not doesn't have the range of a regular rifle. It's very good for urban combat. Both these weapons have double purposes. The PS90 is for home security and urban warfare, and the Macmillan TAC-50 is you know, you can shoot somebody at a mile and a half or something. It's more for when the shit really hits the fan. And it also, because it's a 50 caliber, it's almost light artillery. So it serves double purpose. Both these are double purposes guns. One's 14,000, then the PS90 is 2,000. They are expensive guns. You're not going to really want a automatic weapon, though, in the cannibal apocalypse, because there's going to be no ammo. You're going to have to make each shot count, because... it looks like the greenhouse effect will last for hundreds of thousands of years. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 on your FM dial, freakradio.org. It's January 29th, Thomas Paine's birthday. Thomas Paine was actually the probably the most radical among the founding fathers and mothers. You don't hear about him too much in school because he was quite the radical. He was a member of, like, the first anti-slavery group, our first Secretary of State. He exposed gun running and arms profiteering during the Revolutionary War, when you see those stories where the soldiers are there without shoes on their feet, is because three rich, I would call them one percenters, were grabbing about a third of the money France was giving us. That's Silas Deane, Robert Morris, and General Green. He revealed that. What else did Tom Paine do? He thought up public schooling, Social Security. You know, years before anyone else. And he also felt that no one really had the right to own land and exclude others, since no one really earned the land. They just appropriated it from other people. He felt that people that own the land should have to compensate people that did not own land monetarily. It's in his book called Agrarian Justice. Also, Tom Paine is probably the most radical American ever. Participated in two revolutions. Almost got his head cut off in the French Revolution. That was almost a biblical story. He was in jail. He was also sick, so the doctor was his friend, so they were leaving the door open. I mean, he was famous in France as well, but things were so chaotic during the French Revolution that everybody was going to jail. I think he believed that they shouldn't guillotine the royalty. He thought that was too cruel, and so, of course, he was considered counter-revolutionary. At some point, a bureaucrat decided that he was going to be sent to the guillotine. The order went out, but because his door was open, at that time they would mark the number of people that were going to the guillotine in each cell on the outside of the cell. So they marked 4 on his door, but it was on the inside of the door because the door was open. So the other 3 members of his cell closed the door, so the number was on the inside. So therefore, they missed Tom Paine. The angel of death passed over him. And a few weeks later, Robespierre was put to death, and Tom Paine was eventually freed. By the way, Washington had a chance to save him, did nothing. That's why Thomas Paine had a very low opinion of Washington. He's also probably instrumental to the two political strains of thought that are still active today, anarchism and libertarianism. William Goodwin is generally recognized as one of the founders of what's called anarchism. They claim anarchistic principles way back into history, but it really didn't become an ideology, fleshed out ideology, until more recently. And William Goodwin's books, if you read them and read Tom Paine, you can see he's pretty much plagiarizing Tom Paine. Also, the libertarians are into Tom Paine, I think, because Tom Paine, he said, I think in common sense, that a government is a necessary evil at best. So Reagan quoted that, and the libertarians love it. But this was really just rhetoric. I mean, Tom Paine, like as I said, he was our first Secretary of State, got beaten in the streets for that. He was for, you know, the Congress and helped people set up our government. Very instrumental. His book, Common Sense, is probably the most influential book in American history. Before that, it was just a tax revolt. He turned it into a war of independence. In fact, he actually coined the term the United States of America. So in a sense, he is the creator of the United States of America. But as again I said, you don't hear about him in school too much because he was far too radical. And in that spirit of the revolutionary times at those times, one of our advantages during the Revolutionary War is that we had larger frigates. So the bigger boat generally wins. So their frigates, English, eventually had to pass a law that their ships couldn't engage our frigates. And our other advantage was our snipers. We used a long barrel rifle to pick off people. In the Battle of Saratoga, Tim Murphy actually picked off General Fraser, leading to them losing that battle. So in that spirit, and since President Obama is trying to take away people's guns. I don't have a gun. I'm a vegetarian. I believe in killing even animals. Those people who are upset about guns should become vegetarians. And also, our schools can be easily protected against these nut jobs if school administrators were required to pack some weapons. I mean, the administrators get paid well compared to the teachers because they have power. But that's another issue. Getting back to the guns, since they're taking away our guns, I started looking at, well, if I wanted to get a gun, what kind of gun would I get? Not really interested in a machine gun. They are illegal, and you know, it's just, I can't afford the ammunition. But again, sniper rifles. The best sniper rifles are the .50 calibers.
the high caliber bullet. Travels faster without getting messed around with by the wind, and travels farther. You can hit people at or targets at a mile and a half. Caliber guns are illegal in California. That's another reason I got interested in them. Whatever the government doesn't want me to have, I want to take a close look at. I don't really see why they're illegal. I mean, nobody's going to shoot people a mile and a half away. These guns are very expensive because they're very large guns. So I don't really see them as being a threat to society. In any event, among the 50 caliber guns, you probably want to get an accurate one, which leaves out the Barretts. There's one gun, I forget his name, this JM200 has got like some of the longest recorded hits, but they don't sell everything that they sell to the military. There's some parts of their system that they keep out, so that's not a very good choice. The Barrett guns used by the American military aren't very accurate. I mean, if you're going to get a big gun like that and spend all that money, I think the least it should be accurate. So that leaves, in my view, the Macmillan Mac 50. It was able to do a confirmed, we used to hold the record recently, the Chaytax has taken over. There's also a British gun that's really good. I guess it's Accuracy International, but it's like $34,000 for the gun. It's the most expensive issue for a rifle in the British military. That, I think, it does hold the record for longest sniper shot. Confirmed kill. But again, it's $34,000. Works in the Arctic. It's great. The Macmillan Mac 50, you can get one with a scope for about $12,000. The bullets for the 50s cost about $6, which most gun nuts would say that's crazy. But when you look at on the battlefield, during Vietnam War, they did statistics that the M16, which is an automatic weapon, for every kill, they had to expend 50,000 rounds of ammunition. For every sniper kill, they expended 1.3 rounds of ammunition. So in the long run, it's much cheaper. Also, these 50 caliber guns are not just against people. The bullet comes, it can go through at 120 yards with a special kind of bullet. You can get through 36 inches of concrete. They're very good for taking out helicopters and some aircraft and armored personnel carriers. This is with ammunition that's incendiary, armor-piercing, that you can't actually buy. You can get a silencer for them. These things are fucking loud. They have muzzle brakes on the end, because silencers are generally illegal, so they mostly sell them with muzzle brakes that just blow all the exhaust from the bullet's explosion. It blows shit off the firing benches, blows a hat off your head. You certainly couldn't use it for sniping. It would blow all the bushes in the area and everybody would know where you were. So therefore, you'd want a suppressor, which is a silencer. They're not legal. Well, they're legal in 40 states. This is not very well known. 40 states, if you get a $200 permit from the federal government. And a silencer is another $1,500. I guess the Macmillan TAC-50, about $1,200. And I said they've come out with a new one. These 50 calibers kick you in the shoulder hard. They've come out with a new one that has like a recoil for another couple thousand to prevent recoil. So you're looking at ultimately a $14,000 gun. But again, since it can take out cars, it's almost like artillery. Anyways, this is for when the cannibal apocalypse happens. Not that far away because of our need to drive cars and destroy our environment. Eventually, there will be no food and people will be attacking each other just for food. Governments will collapse. This isn't all that far away. the CIA and the military have run scenarios on this. They know this is coming. I guess they don't realize how bad it's going to be. It's surprising to me that they're not, those two groups aren't trying to get rid of the use of oil. But that just shows you how strong money rules our economy, that even people's common sense goes out the window. At any rate, for shooting people around the house, pistols are quite difficult to fire accurately. You need to practice them constantly. So rather than a pistol, I would prefer to get a PS90. This is a, the P90 is an automatic weapon, which is illegal. The PS90 is a single shot. The ammunition is extremely small. It's, you know, it's the opposite of the 50 caliber. So it doesn't go through walls. So it's ideal for protecting your house. And it's so easy to fire. There's very little recoil because the ammo is so small that you could just put, you know, a child could fire it, no problem. So that'd be the ideal thing to, but they're only good to, like, they're inaccurate because the bullets are so small that the wind messes with them. So it's not very accurate outside and in the wind and stuff beyond, I don't know, 50 yards or so. So that's my show on Tom Paine and the proper guns. I'm not really interested in the middle range. I'd rather just run away.
I have here the book,